Carla Bizet Bencikan, che ripeto, produttrice e anche cointerprete di Beyond Bollywood, che arriva agli Arcimboldi proprio dal 4 ottobre prossimo. Hello, welcome to Radio Popolare. Thanks for being with us. Well, everybody is talking about this musical here in Milan. We're all expecting it.
And
because everybody loves Bollywood in Italy. I mean, many people have learned some things about Bollywood, maybe not everything, and so they would love to see it on stage. Stavo dicendo che appunto in Italia di Bollywood ormai sappiamo un po' di cose e c'è molta attesa per questo musical a Milano. Could you tell us how the project started? Com'è cominciato il progetto?
So the project started about 4 years ago, when my mom and I, who were working in a tobacco factory, a family tobacco factory, so nothing to do with India or Bollywood, met with somebody who opened the Indian market and who came with his best friend, who was a choreographer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he had this beautiful project. And so my mom said, okay, fine, I'll invest and make your musical. And that's how we got here.
Where was that? Where was your business? Where was happening this?
In Belgium.
In Belgium, of course.
Yes.
I'll translate, dice giustamente io e mia madre che avevamo appunto una attività commerciale in Belgio circa 4 anni fa, siamo state contattate insomma da chi poi ha portato avanti il progetto e ci ha chiesto se eravamo interessate a finanziarlo e noi abbiamo detto sì. What made you decide? Why did you think it was a good project? Perché avete pensato che fosse un buon progetto e perché andava sostenuto?
I think the story that he had in mind talked to us like it will talk to a lot of people. It was a story about a girl who, an Indian girl who was born and raised abroad and didn't know her roots, didn't know her origins that well and wanted to get that back. And my mom is herself an Algerian woman who was raised in Algeria, but then in France I have Algerian roots that I know nothing about. And so I think that talked to us and that touched us in a way that it will touch a lot of immigrant people and that you lose a little bit this touch with your roots.
Yeah, I can imagine. So your family in origin was Algerian?
Yes.
Or just your mom? Or just your mom?
My mom is Algerian and German at the same time.
Oh, how interesting. Yes.
And my dad is French, so that makes me even more of a mixture.
A real mixture, a very up-to-date mixture, I would say. Dice giustamente che sua mamma è algerina e tedesca, mentre suo papà è francese, quindi lei è un mix culturale molto vasto e quindi questo spiega l'interesse per questo progetto. Can you tell me something about Rajiv Goswami? How it works?
Yeah. So he's the creator. Yeah. As in, he's the one who has the idea of the show, and he's the main choreographer of the show as well. He had a pop album at one point. He used to choreograph for a lot of Bollywood movies, a lot of Bollywood artists and videos and stuff. And then he had this idea. He wanted to make a stage show, and yeah, that's how he ended up here.
Yeah, and what is his system? How does he work with so many actors on stage?
So we had a lot of rehearsals, lots and lots of rehearsals for 2 months before we started the London tour last year. We had rehearsals every day from 10 to 10.
Ecco, parlavamo di Rajiv Goswami che appunto è l'autore e anche il coreografo di questo spettacolo e chiedevo del suo metodo di lavoro. Appunto lui diceva è un artista che ha fatto molti video e molti film a Bollywood, ha deciso che voleva farne anche un musical ed ecco appunto la nascita del progetto. Le prove sono praticamente prove tutti i giorni per molte ore, questo è andato avanti per tanti mesi e tuttora le prove per mantenere il cast come dire al passo con lo spettacolo che è molto veloce sono quotidiane. Are you on stage too?
I am.
Yes.
I am now. I wasn't in London, but I am now.
Yeah.
We had this in London. We had these comments from the audience. So you also have to learn from the audience when you start a first tour. Nobody's perfect on the first try. So they told us that if you were not Indian, you didn't feel that much connected to the show because it was only Indian people on stage and doing Indian stuff and having Indian jokes. We which is why we thought of adding that best friend character who also came from Europe, that everybody in the audience can relate to, because I'm as lost in India as anybody of the audience would be. And so, as a foreigner who went to India to work a lot, I know how it is. You do get lost in India.
Yes, I know.
I'm half Indian now, which you can hear by my...
I wanted to ask, because you have an Indian accent. I've been in India many times too.
Now I'm in India half the year. I live there half the year. I'm completely in love with that country.
I see. Bene, è sempre più interessante. It's more and more interesting your story. dice che appunto lei non era in scena nelle prime versioni dello spettacolo, lo è poi diventata, anche se è anche la produttrice, perché il pubblico, da cui bisogna sempre imparare, aveva segnalato che se i personaggi fossero stati solo indiani, il pubblico europeo avrebbe fatto più fatica a relazionarsi, e quindi lei interpreta la parte della migliore amica della protagonista, che appunto è europea, e quindi c'è un personaggio con cui il pubblico si può relazionare, anche se, come avevo un po' intuito dall'accento che ha quando parla, ormai lei si è trasferita in India, ci vive 6 mesi all'anno e ha assunto addirittura un accento indiano. That's so interesting. Where do you live in India?
In Mumbai.
Ah, in Mumbai, sì, vive a Bombay. Yeah. Giustamente, so you see Bollywood practically every day. So you,
exactly,
you...
that has become my life now.
Ah sì, quindi lei a Bombay, ovviamente a Bollywood sotto il naso tutti i giorni, adesso ormai è entrata nel sistema dello spettacolo laggiù. You've had a huge success everywhere, especially in London. You had 50,000 people coming to watch you.
And tonight we're performing in The Hague, where we have a full auditorium of 2,000 people. Same thing tomorrow, so that's very nice.
In The Hague, in Holland. Yeah. Uh-huh. Adesso sono all'AIA e stanno girando tutta Europa e hanno sempre fatto tutto esaurito. Last question and then I let you go. Why do you think this show is so successful in Europe?
It's so, sorry?
Successful in Europe.
I think it's because the difference it has compared to other show is that the crew that we have, for one, is amazing. You will never see that amount of energy that those dancers give to the people. It's completely crazy.
Yeah.
And we've been having standing ovations every night, and I think that's because nobody can stay indifferent to the amount of energy that those young dancers give on stage. No one. It's also funny. There's a story. You get attached to the characters. There's a lot of things. And the folk dancing of India is different from Bollywood. We show Bollywood, of course, because that's the point, that we go beyond Bollywood, that's the title, by showing folk dances, and those are so energetic that it's impossible to not smile.
Very well. So, sì, dice giustamente che il motivo del successo è il fatto che ogni volta hanno standing ovation dovunque vadano, e che l'energia che lo show dimostra non può lasciare indifferenti. Ci si affeziona ai personaggi e, come dice il titolo, è Bollywood, ma è anche oltre Bollywood, è qualcosa di più, è qualcosa di più moderno. Thank you so much, Carla, and
you're welcome.
We were waiting for you in Milan. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Beh, insomma, sì, è stato interessante parlare con questa ragazza. Avete sentito che storia che ha, insomma, sembra la quintessenza di quello che l'Europa va a diventare, insomma, lei lo è già. Insomma, questo spettacolo così applaudito nel resto d'Europa sarà per alcune repliche a partire dal 4 di ottobre al Teatro degli Arcimboldi di Milano.
जब से देखी उसकी आंखें हैरत में हैं मेरी आंखें देखो तो वो जादू जैसी सोचो तो खुशबू जैसी से दिल की बात दिन वी द मूव अप ले फिनिर
एगों बुनेर की प्रा सा प्लास
les ennuis les chagrins s'effacent heureux Connais la cause.